listening to?
To another episode of Mad Chatter.
Oh, no.
Maddie Turner, are you here?
I'm here.
Maddie Proud, are you here?
Present.
Lily, are you here?
Goo goo gaga.
Guys, my bag has been so long and now we have a new addition to the pod fam.
Yay! Oh, God.
I've really stuffed up. I should have called her Maddie and then she could have really just joined this podcast.
I know, she's a guest once and that's it because she doesn't qualify.
See ya, Lily. Actually, my her name already, you know, is up for debate because my mum kept calling her Gracie when she was here.
Like, accidentally.
It was so weird. Like, accidentally, like, we had this one day and mum just kept going, like, Gracie. And she's like, what is wrong with me? And, like, we're trying to work it out whether she was doing it because of, like, Grace on the court or I've got a cousin called Gracie. And it was so weird. Like, she did it, like, so many times. And we're like, okay, just tell us you don't like the name Lily. Like, you'd rather just call her a whole different name. Oh, it was quite funny.
Well, yeah, sorry, guys. We've been MIA. We have tried a couple times, but we have to go up Lily's sleep schedule and crying schedule and feeding schedule. So.
Which is pretty regular, all of the above.
But Maddie Proud is, Turner and I caught up the other week and funnily enough, Proudy rang us at the same time. But we're both like, that girl is dying for adult conversation. You text us and was like, guys, can we podcast? And I'm like, she is desperate.
She's ready for it.
I know, I live for my few hours where I'm like, this time of the morning, well, for me, it's your night. It's like, okay, who's around that I can bother, that I can call while on my walk? And you guys get the full view, don't you, when you're in FaceTime? I put you in the pram, so it's like I'm looking at you.
It feels like I'm getting walked to sleep. It's great.
Yeah, it's like those YouTube walking tours where it's like point of view, Croatia. And it's like point of view, Lily.
That is so funny. I don't know, it's kind of shocking to think that's what she has to look at and has to put up with my voice the whole time.
No, I think you're right, so soothing, especially like the pram. It's a bit rocky at some points on your walks, but otherwise.
Oh my God. Honestly, I don't know how she survives. There's like so many bumps around here, but she's just and then keeps going.
So what time is it over there now, Prad?
It is 8:45.
Okay.
AM. Right. And fun fact for you all, over here, things open so late. I was like, all right, perfect. Maybe if I get out of the house quickly, I can get my coffee. But the cafe doesn't open till 9.
What? Yeah, that's crazy how some of the world live.
Oh, and I'm like, but like school starts, like work starts at 9. Like I'm in a park where there's like kids going to school. I'm like, how do the mums get like their coffee before work? Like, I don't know.
How do they survive?
Are you basically one cafe?
No, well, I mean, yeah, but no, but so many over here. It's like, and if they open early, there's like one cafe or it's like we open at like 8 a.m. Whereas it's like in Australia, it's like we open at 6. Like it's,
I know it's
but everything stays, no, true.
Yeah,
but everything does stay open later too.
Yeah, Europe's the same where it's like doing something before 10 a.m., you're having a laugh. Like,
yeah, what are you doing? Like, when we first got over here and we were so jet lagged, we just like, we were going out like super early and it was like a ghost town. And now it's like we're in bed at like, 8 o'clock and everyone, the rest of the world's partying.
So how has the baby bubble been the last few weeks, Proudy? Do you want to take us through a little bit of your journey?
Are you 5 weeks?
5 weeks. I'm crazy. 5 weeks postpartum.
Happy five weeks
old. Happy. I know it's so weird. I was like, 5 weeks seems like kind of nothing, but then it seems like so, she's so old now. I'm like, you're like a toddler. I was saying to my daughter, I'm like, I've got this like a theory that she's like just this gifted child. And I'm like, I'm going to look over at her one day and she's just going to be like standing up at 6 weeks old or she's going to start talking back to me at 7 weeks old.
Wow, she's going to be me next week.
But no, that won't happen. No, the bubble's great. It's been, the weather here has been beautiful. So I like live for these few hours in the morning because she's always so good first thing. So getting out and having a walk, getting my coffee. And then there is so much quality television to be able to watch at the moment. I'm just, I'm so happy to be able to, be in that little, what do they call it? Like, she gets in like those contact nap phases or like cluster feeding and that. It's like, I've got Love Island, UK. I've had the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders thing. I've had
Grey's Anatomy.
But Grey's Anatomy is annoying because I can't watch that if Daniel's not here and he's playing a game at the moment. So, so frustrating. Although I did start, Kelly Singleton told me another medical drama, The Resident, which I started that was actually was pretty good. And then have you guys watched We Were Liars?
No.
Ooh, you should both get onto that. It's based on a book. I didn't read the book, but I think it's on
Is it Netflix?
What do you call it? No, what's the other one? Amazon Prime.
Oh, okay.
Very good. Kind of like it gives like did you guys watch The Perfect Couple or whatever with Nicole Kidman?
With Nicole and her wigs, yeah.
Yes, it's like the teen version of that sort of thing. Like it's
Okay.
more kind of like teeny boppery, and I probably liked it better. Like it's less kind of like weird, like the Nicole Kidman
Murder
one,
mystery?
but has, well, sort of like mystery, not, yeah, and it's got like a big twist at the end. So yeah, it's quite good, quite good.
Sorry,
Yeah.
you go, you go.
I was just gonna say, and I've all I've talked about is TV shows, not even about my
I know. I
baby.
was like, how have we jumped?
Literally, I was
We
gonna be
just
like,
like brushed over the
yeah.
baby thing. But yeah, whatever.
Oh, and yeah, Lily's here too.
But TV is great.
Exactly, that's the shining light. And cricket, and
Oh,
cricket is a
sorry.
great sport. I'll say cricket is a great sport to take a baby to because it's just so soothing. Although I was saying yesterday, because it's so quiet at the cricket, I'm like, oh my God, I'll be that person that gets Daniel out batting because Lily just starts screaming and crying.
He can't get
You know, it's been
angry
nice to be able to take her there too. No, he can't. He can't, exactly.
at you. Do you want to take us through the I'm gonna say from
Birth
the
story.
labor because there was some little mishaps along the way, which has only happened to Maddie Brown.
I was going to say, it's like, I don't know why I ever thought that something like this would be straightforward for me. It was like, anyone that knows me knows that I love a good medical drama, as in like in real life and on TV. But I've like, I just have the weirdest things happen to me. Turner has been part of pretty much all of them with, yeah, just every injury or ailment I have has just never ended quite straightforward. So when this pregnancy was going all too smoothly, something was going to have to happen.
But she's great. Lily's all good.
Twas, well, that's what I was going to say. I was like, it's all fine now.
Disclaimer.
You know, 5 weeks ago on the 23rd of May, I wasn't necessarily thinking the same thing. But yeah, it was 1:30 a.m. on Friday, the 23rd of May. And oh my God, so like the one thing that people had told me that was like not really a thing, they were like, oh yeah, it's not like the movies, like your waters don't break, like they usually just break at the hospital, and if they do, it's just like a little trickle. Well, mine was like the movies. I like woke up in the middle of the night, I was like, something's happening, and then like I stood up. It was so weird as well. It didn't even happen like in my sleep. It happened like as I woke up, and I was like, something's about to happen. And then I went to the bathroom, and they just like broke, and they like broke, and that's one thing. Anyone listening that doesn't know much about labor, your waters like continue to break, which is something I didn't realize.
Oh.
Like they break for like the entire like time, if it makes sense. So I
They're
just thought it'd be like
breaking.
a once off. Yeah, they're breaking. It's not even they break, they're breaking. And then I kept being like, wait, but then what's she living in? But apparently then you just keep developing more amniotic fluid. So that's a little science lesson for you. Anyway,
More you know.
waters break, and Daniel and I both looked at each other. We're like, so what happens now? We're like, what were we meant to do again? So we like call the hospital. And like, that's the weirdest part as well. You kind of expect like your waters break and you just go straight in, but it's like, oh, okay, well, you're not having massive contractions or anything like that. So just go back to sleep and come back in the morning. And I'm like, how is one meant to sleep when they know that they're about to have a baby?
Yeah, no, that TV's going on.
No.
She's got stuff to
Yes.
watch. Yeah.
Did Daniel go
Seriously.
back to sleep
Well,
straight
we sort
away?
of laid in bed. He fell asleep after a little while. I
Of
must admit, I
course.
sort of like half doze off. I know. He was like, what do I do? What do I do? And then we're like, you know, even though we had the hospital bag packed, we didn't really have it packed. And he was like, what do I need to take? What do I need to take? I was like, okay, so it's all about you. I've got the funniest photos of him once we get to the hospital, just like dead to the world on the couch. He's like, it was a stressful time for me. I was like, okay. So yeah, long story short, we go to the hospital like 5 or 6 a.m. or something. We go into like the assessment unit, which is like where they assess you essentially before being like, all right, we'll admit you into the labor ward or whatever. Anyway, I think I could just tell from the moment I got there that it's like I'm not really in proper labor because I wasn't in much pain or anything like that. But at the very end, they're like, oh, we'll just do a quick check and just like then send you home. And they're like, all right, yep, we can feel the head. If you're only like 1 centimeter or whatever, so just go home for a while. But because your waters are broken, you're gonna have to have her within 24 hours anyway. So just like go home for a while and then come back later today. We're like, perfect. It was like, all right, this is a great day. It's like 8 o'clock. We're like, well, we're up for the day. Daniel and I go to out for coffee and a croissant. I'm like sitting at this, and it was so bizarre. We're like looking at each other. We're
So
like, this
crazy.
is so weird that like we're about to have a baby in like less than 24 hours. But again, shows that I wasn't really in, you know, proper labor. Anyway, I went home, did what they all say, like, put your favorite movie on, do this. So of course we put Grey's Anatomy on. Halfway through the
Really?
like yeah, halfway through the show though, I'm thinking, this is probably not the best show to be watching before I'm about to
God,
go
I
and
was
have a
gonna say, I was
baby.
like, there are so many episodes you don't want to be landing on.
No, and I feel like every episode has a pregnancy, like a pregnant woman. I was like, oh, it was getting
Isn't
ridiculous.
Mandy Moore pregnant in the shooter episode?
Yes, she is. That's like the big, that's hilarious, actually. Yeah, they've got that one. They've got, like, honestly, literally every episode, there's a different pregnant woman. And I told you about how Daniel kept getting annoyed whenever I was having their babies before we did
Oh, yeah,
do
that's right.
it. But
Yeah.
it's, that was, so that was what was kind of funny. At least he's like, well, we know that we're going to have ours before her.
My God, how funny.
But yeah, then the day sort of went on, and it got to the point where I'm like getting sort of a few more contractions and that bit closer together. Again, still not in that like agonizing pain, but we got to a point where we're like, well, let's just go back to the hospital. Like, we're sick of waiting. So we went back like later in the afternoon. And then this is where, you know, the tides turn. So we get there and they're like, they put some like monitoring on me and that, just to like monitor her, monitor my contractions and stuff. And we're doing all that. And then randomly this like midwife in training comes in and she's like, hey, like, I hope you don't mind, but like, I'm trying to learn how to do like ultrasounds. Do you mind if I do one on you? Like, everyone always loves like a free scan and stuff. And I was like, well, yeah, because again, I don't know if I've told you guys this, but over here they don't do scans after 20 weeks. So because I'd have my scan in Australia at 20 weeks, they were like, no, nah, we don't need to do another one. Like, everything's all good, blah, 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 blah. Whole time through my pregnancy, they were like, yep, everything's in the right place. We're looking good. And then this lady puts the ultrasound machine on and she's like, oh, I think that might be the head. And then she had like a supervisor, and the supervisor was like, no, that's her bladder. And like, so that means the head's up the other way. And they're like, yep, she's breech. And I was like, oh. And then I just like started bawling my eyes out crying, because I was like, what do you mean? Like, I've been doing all my exercises to get the head in the right
Haven't
position.
you seen my
I've been
vlogs on
bouncing.
TikTok?
See, all the freaking bouncing on my Swiss ball was for nothing. I was like, if anything, it probably flipped her the other way. Maybe I did too much bouncing. And I was like, I don't understand. I was like, what do you mean? She's like upside down. They're like, yeah, like her blah, blah. And I was like, but the woman felt the head this morning. And they were like, oh no, like that must have been her bum. Like, they don't usually like turn during like labor and stuff. So yeah, she
She
must
must
have just
have
got it
a
wrong.
perky little butt.
But, you know, a nice tone. She'd been doing her glute exercises in
Little
the
yeah.
womb. And I was like, wait, what? And then they're like, yeah. And like all the midwives all along that have been telling me that she was like the right way around, they're like, yeah, like unless you've felt like a massive movement, I reckon she's probably been like breech for a while. And I was like, oh my God, questioning everything. Anyway, then it goes to the whole like, okay, well, what happens next? And this lady's like to me, one of the midwives, like, well, you can still deliver a breech baby naturally if you want. And I was kind of like, oh, okay. And she gives me this like brochure, and I'm like reading the brochure, and it's like 60% of breech births end successfully. And I was like, I mean, I'm no mathematician, but I don't really like those odds. Like, 60% is not instilling me with heaps and heaps of confidence. Anyway, I'm also just going to put out a little, like, I know that I'm talking lightly about this, but I know that some people have very traumatizing experiences with this. But now that everything's good with Lily is why we can talk about this in a lighter way. But I know that some people have had very, yeah, rough experiences with this. So apologies to anyone if they think that I'm taking it lightly, but yeah, that's just my way of dealing with it now, when in the moment it was not like that.
Dark humor is good.
Dark humor is good humor, and now that we're out of the trenches, we're all good. But yeah, I know it can be very sensitive for some people. We may put something at the top of the
We will,
episode
we
saying
will.
don't listen if you've
Yeah.
got
Sorry, I'm all over it,
some,
don't
yeah,
worry.
tidbits on to
Disclaimer.
it. Anyway, sorry, a little tangent there. But yeah, long story short, then we were like, okay, well, we probably don't want to like go naturally. We had another lady come in that was like the proper like doctor, and she did another scan. She's like, oh, it's a frank breech, so you know, I'm just gonna be honest with you, we don't usually deliver frank breeches naturally. Like, I would recommend getting a C-section. And I was like, perfect. Like, all I wanted to do was like have someone, like all I wanted, sorry, was someone just to be like, this is what you should do, this is what's gonna be the safest way to like get her here, sort of thing. But then it was like, yes, we might do the C-section tomorrow. And I was like, wait, what? Like, I've been told that I have to have this baby within 24 hours, and my waters broke at 1 a.m. Anyway, and there was just like so much back and forth through that stage. They were like, oh yeah, we might do it tomorrow morning at like 8 o'clock. And again, I'm like, my mass doesn't add up here. That's longer than 24 hours. And then they're like, oh, but we'll admit you now, and we'll just like see how things go and stuff. And so
Are
I'm like,
your mom
what?
and
Like,
sorry, interject. Is your mom and dad there at this point?
sorry, no, not yet. But like, and
Okay.
those poor things, like, we've messaged them because they were in the UK at the time. So we've messaged them, we've messaged like all my family. I think I even sent you guys a Snapchat being like, a few of you being like, my waters have broken. And then it was like just dead
Radio
silence, like,
silence.
yeah, for so long. Because it was like, oh, things have not. So, you know, tip to anyone out there, maybe don't jump the gun too much with your pregnancy updates until you know what's
We're
going
waiting for
on.
the live vlog.
Yeah, I know. I'd like full talked it up again. Probably just got a bit ahead of myself. Be like, I'll give you guys play-by-play rundowns, and then I was like, that was not the case. But yeah, like my poor parents, so they'd obviously woke up at like 1:30 when I told them my waters are broken, and then so they're trying to like follow along with the updates. And then yeah, eventually we were like allowed to have visitors because they put us into the like proper labour ward. And so this is where classic Tony Proud comes into it. So anyone that knows my father, like, he's not the most patient person. That was my fear all along, was like, oh my god, when dad comes, like, what's gonna happen? However,
this is like a movie. I'm picturing like a full movie scene, but Grey's Anatomy scene.
It was honestly like that. We're like in this room as well. So they finally like admitted us, and like in dad's defense, and again, like I'm not trying to like bad mouth the like medical system. I think they were having a change of shifts and like a lot of things were going on. And I think they had like a very busy day. Like they had a couple of emergency C-sections and things like that. So we kind of just got put into a room though and didn't get told anything. Like we had no idea like when I was going to have it, if I was even having it that night, like what the process was. And at this stage, my contractions are getting like a bit more intense. So then I'm starting to kind of freak out, like, well, what if I go into full blown, like need to start pushing, and we still don't know if I'm having this C-section. So then dad's in there and we're like just waiting around, and then eventually he's like, this is ridiculous. So he goes out to like the main area, and he's like at this stage though, I'm like, don't do it, like getting like quite upset about it. And then he's like, nah, like something needs to happen. He goes out and he's like, my daughter is in labor and nobody has come to see her to tell her what's going on, and blah 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 blah. And then honestly though, from that moment though, they all came in and they're like, we're so sorry, like we've got a change of shifts, we're just trying to do a handover, this like the most like oversharing of everything, like
are you doing so the whole like, no, it's okay, or are you taking it?
I know. Well, I think in the time, like in the moment, I was genuinely like, no, I don't want you to do this because I don't want to cause a scene. But then I was also thinking, well, like, what the hell is happening? And then when they did start coming around, I was like, thank God. So I was like, okay, Dad, no, I actually am grateful for you.
Yeah.
And then I think after that, he had to go for a walk. Like he left the hospital to just get some air.
Pull off.
I know. Oh God. And then eventually it was all sort of fine. They're like, yeah, we've got two emergency C-sections, we're just gonna do them first and then you'll be in, blah blah blah. But like it's just like the whole waiting, and it's like, yeah, again, I think at this point we put something on, like Daniel had something on his phone. I think we were watching like the new Netflix show that's like Race for the Crown or something. It's like their newest like sporting one that was about like the horse races and stuff. Like we're trying to just be like as normal as possible, and then they come around with like our scrubs and did all of that. But yeah, then had the actual C-section, which again was an experience in itself. I won't go into too much detail about that, but that was really one thing that I was like very grateful again, that I had a friend over here that had a C-section, so had told me a few things about like the fact that you can actually feel a lot of like what's going on. Like I didn't realize that was a thing. Daniel, luckily, through watching Grey's Anatomy, had only realized like the two episodes earlier that you're actually awake during a cesarean. He thought they would just
men
like knock you out.
Useless. What are you doing?
Honestly, like we were watching this episode and he's like, wait, what?
What
and
are I'm you
like,
learning from Grey's Anatomy?
Why
like,
is she awake? Educational. So educational. I must admit, my highlight of the whole birth story though was getting to see Daniel in scrubs. It's really, you know, fulfilled all of my Grey's Anatomy fantasies. We'll share a photo with the viewers. He was doing a lot for me that night. But the actual like cesarean experience was fine. Like they, you know, Daniel got to cut the cord and we got to have her on our chest and everything like that. But then yeah, the next sort of bit was pretty intense. Like my cousin had a C-section and was in hospital for like 5 days. I was out within like less than 24 hours.
That's crazy.
It's crazy, yeah.
In that sense, they didn't force us out. It was just that they kind of make the, like, you know, Daniel didn't have a bed. Like, it was a very, very small room. Like, it's not the nicest environment to be in. So I feel like they're kind of like, you can stay if you want. And we're like, no, 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 we want to go home.
No, thank you so much.
So thankfully, mum and dad were here as well. So I think, again, because, like, you don't really expect – well, I feel like for me anyway, when I was expecting things to be natural, you didn't really expect to have a C-section and be as sort of immobile as I was for those first few weeks. So I was very grateful that mum and dad were here. And then, yeah, I think, Maddie, it's my two water bottle theory though as well. Having the 2 weeks of being, like, so immobile, I then by, like, week three was like, oh, my God, I feel like $1 million. Like, and I was like, I love this. And even just, like, appreciated a lot of things, like, more because, yeah, for people that have had C-sections as well, like, you can't really do much in those first few weeks, even, like, things like lifting up your baby into, like, as in you can hold her, but you can't really get up and, like, move around with her and stuff. So I feel like it made me appreciate being able to do all those things in the later weeks. Aww. But again, a shining light. I feel like it gets. I was actually talking to a friend yesterday who had the same thing. And I think that the best thing about a C-section sometimes as well is it gets the dads involved really early. Like Daniel had to do every nappy, even now he does like most of the nappies. Like I think they have to kind of jump in right away. And so they got to have their nice moments of bonding as well. So that was sort of a positive. And then mum and dad just frothed it. I said, I thought my parents were going to get a divorce because they were fighting so much over who got to like hold Lily on that day or.
Well, I
Got to
feel
take her for
like
a walk.
the winner is probably the one that calls her by her real name. And
Yeah. It doesn't take much,
correct.
but that'll get you over the line.
Jenny, you are wrong. Jenny, you're out. You're out. I know that's so true. I'm still traumatized from that. But yeah, now here we are, 5 weeks post. I'm just giving you
And
this
you are
little.
killing life.
This looks
And
lush.
Lily's a gem, but yes, feeling great. And I mean, there's you still have your moments where, but I mean, in my. In Lily's defense, she sleeps very well during the night. So the main thing I was worried about was a sleep deprivation, and that hasn't kind of hit me yet. So I'll probably go back and listen to this moment in time and be like, why did I ever say that in a few weeks' time? But so far, so good.
Angel baby.
Angel baby. She not an angel baby from like 5 to maybe 10 p.m. But I'm like, as long as she's asleep to those other hours, that's okay.
That's a good deal.
How is like you and even Daniel coping with him having to go play cricket and stuff? That must be hard for him.
The last trip he had was the hardest. Like it was like a 4-day game and it was like 9 hours away. So, because like we can go to the games if we want to, like the away games and stuff, and we might go to their next one in like a few weeks' time. But this one, we were like, there's no way we're taking a, what that stage was 4-week-old baby on a 9-hour trip to like, and then it's also like you get there and it's like he's obviously playing. And like he could have taken the game off, but it's like he'd already taken another one off for when she was born, and it's like there's only a certain number of games, and essentially we're over here for his cricket as well, so he kind of had to go. And I had Kelly Singleton come and stay with me for the first 2 days, which was so nice. And I think by then, like I'd got into a little bit of a routine with her, like especially on days if Daniel had had training and stuff. So it was probably harder for him in that sense, like just being away. I was like, God, Daniel's usually not the best at communication, but I was like, God, FaceTiming every moment. I was like, leave me alone.
Oh,
Oh, that's sweet.
bless.
No, it was very
No.
nice. So I think he missed her a lot.
Can you tell the story of the first night? Was it the
Oh
first night you
God,
went
hang on.
away? And you had to run out? Was it that night?
Oh,
Oh
that
my God,
story.
yes, I forgot about that. So it was actually,
Because
yeah, so that's why
again,
that wasn't.
very Maddie Proud coded.
Yes, yeah, it is.
So guys, one thing I'll just like preface as well. Like one thing I thought I would never be is like one of those mums that like stresses about everything. But oh my God, I've like never used ChatGPT more in my life. I'm gonna Google things more in my life. I've like Googled every like I take photos of like things on her face and like is this normal and stuff. Like I am the most like paranoid parent in the world. So then you can imagine when it was the first night that I'd had to spend on my own and it was like 4 a.m. and the fire alarms went off in the building and like they were so loud to the point where like I think the ones in our room like I don't know if the ones in the whole building went off or just the ones in like our house or something like that, but it was like deafening. And I am like, again, I think we've talked about what our like irrational fears were when we were kids, and I'm pretty sure I used to say that mine was a fire and I used to have a fire bag packed like as a kid. And so I am like, why would this happen now? Not when I'm a kid, but when I have a kid. And so I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, okay, getting myself dressed, getting the keys, getting my phone, getting Lily. Like, I'm like, it's like a movie where I'm like swaddling her in the blanket, like holding her to my chest, like running out the door. Like, and then I get to open my door and my neighbor like opens her door at the same time. And she looks at me and she's like, oh. And I'm like, what's going on? Like, she's like, this happens all the time. I was like, what do you mean this happens all the time? She's like, yeah, the alarms just they just randomly go off sometimes. And I was like, what? And I'm like, then I just start like bawling my eyes out because I'm like the build-up of like drama and hormones and that. And I was like, yeah, so distraught. And then it's like 4 a.m. So I'm calling Daniel. Again, he's not even here. He's asleep in whatever. I think it was in Wales or something. I like calling him like 12 times, like waiting for him to pick up. And he eventually picks up and I'm like, oh, well, if it was a real emergency, it's good to know that you'd answer your phone. And then he's like, what's going on? I'm like, the fire alarm keeps going off. And he's like, oh, but like, are you okay? And I'm like, well, yeah, it's fine. He's like, okay, well, what do you want me to do about it? I was like, I don't know. Just be there for me. He's like,
If I have to
okay.
be up, you have to be up.
Honestly, it was so funny. I was like, the drama. But again, like, has not happened again since, only the night that I'm by myself.
Classic.
Oh, God. But Yeah, I mean, when he actually is playing, though, like I was saying, although they're away for a little while, like then the days that he has off and the days that they're training and stuff, I was like, he probably actually gets to spend more time with her than, you know, your regular dad that has to work a 9 to 5 sort of
Yeah.
thing. So while there's moments where he's away and stuff, like, yeah, it's usually pretty good. He got his first century yesterday when Lily was there. It was so
Oh.
sweet, actually. We got to hold her and he blew her a kiss. I was like, God, he was never that romantic when it was just me. Oh,
Do you like
so
him more than
that's
me?
just. Yeah, honestly, I'm like, I'm getting jealous. Oh dear. So no, so far
Sweet.
so good.
Oh, what a lovely
Yay.
update from you. Nobody can top that. We should have finished with you because I don't
Yeah,
know.
we
Yeah.
should have like that could be a good suspense, like, you know what I mean? We'll drop the
Yeah.
birth story soon.
We'll
Guys, feel
tease
free to
it
turn the pod off now. Maybe after
out.
Turner. Nothing else to really add.
No. I think Maddie Ibbs has better news after her half marathon.
Oh, stop it. Yes.
Oh,
Oh
that
my
old
God.
thing.
I was living, I was, and was it a spontaneous half marathon?
No, so Matt, so we have a non-real run club. We make joke, we make a joke of the run club. My Georgia, Matt and I was gonna say my friends, I'm like, you guys know these by now. And Matt was like, oh, let's do this Kiama classic. I did it back in 2020 or whatever. And Georgia and I, I'm like, good one. Like, I'm not running half marathon, you know, I don't have knees. Like, no. Thank you so much for offering. And then he just ended up like getting to us explaining that it's good views and it's a coastal, right? It's a coastal trail run. And he goes, there's good views and there's so many hills that people just walk them. And I'm here in my head going, oh, it's just
Hills.
it's a little casual stroll. Like I can do whatever I want.
Oh
And then it's
dear.
like I get there, we get there the day before. Firstly, G's pulled out because she's hurt her back. So it's just me and Matt. And then we're like running into people in the street going like, oh, like either people that we haven't, that Matt knows or just random thing, like, oh, are you running the half marathon tomorrow? And they're going, this is your first half marathon and you're doing a trail run in Kiama. And I'm like,
That's so true. Yeah, why would
I
you
was
not
like, okay,
start on
guys,
a
like
road?
maybe I'm not like, I'm starting to think here. This is when the only moment I'm going, I don't know if I've thought this through. I don't know.
This feels like a
Anyway,
stitch up.
starting to freak out, don't get my pasta that I want because there's no Italian apparently open in Kiama at that time.
Yeah, that really threw you, didn't
That
it?
really threw me. I just
Guys,
I said to Tegan, I was
that's
like,
a business opportunity. Business opportunity, Italian in
Tegan, what
Kiama.
do I have? And Matt's like, mate, it's not gonna help you now. Like you're already underprepared. I was like, fair. Then he decides to take me through the YouTube video of like a past run that people have done there. And I'm going, oh, sake, this is like, this is heavy duty. I'm not ready.
Oh
So
no.
naturally, I don't sleep. I sleep for about an hour and a half. Wake up, we go down there, blah, 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 blah. At least it was a really beautiful day because everyone's like, it's freezing. I ended up like, I was going to run a long sleeve and not wearing a singlet. I was like, great. But I'm there and you see like people in their 50s and 60s as well. People who do this all the time in their trail shoes with their vests and their belts and their gels. And I'm like, I'm just going to do some glute activations on that step over there.
This is reminding me of when you used to go to an athletics carnival as a kid and you were lining up for the
Yes.
100 meters and you were the
Yeah.
only one running in your neck burners and
Yes,
everybody else had their
100%.
spikes
And
on.
I was literally wearing my, what were they called, Turner? The ASICs that Turner gave me the other week on the
Nimbus. She
Oh,
no, she had the
Nimbus.
Nimbus, I think.
She's got a neutral, so she needed the
I'm like,
Nimbus.
oh, and then the guy's giving us the intro and he's like, oh, you'll be in a bit of sand for a bit and also it's a bit wet and also it's a bit muddy and also then you're running through 10 centimeters of water. And here I am just going, what?
Oh my God, I'm dying. I did not realize this. I just thought you were
I
doing,
just
yeah,
don't think
every day.
it hit me when it was like coastal and trail. Like, I don't know why I thought I was just going through bush, like cross country or something. I don't know.
Well, it makes you just think it's going to be scenic more than
Yeah,
anything.
I don't know. Anyway, ran it. Actually, I ran most of it. I was pretty happy. I walked up a few hills, slammed some
When
coca
did you
cola on the way.
fall
Oh,
over?
yeah. So,
Oh no.
so you run like 10 and a half, and then you turn around and run back. Really nice surprise. That's when the water hits as well, where you put your feet and you got to run in some water. And I stopped being like, do I have to? You have to. And G's waiting for us at the halfway mark. It was so funny. And she's filming me and she's like, go, girl. And I'm like, I'm not having fun. And so we get there. I inhale my lungs, my gummy bear, my 2 packs of gummy bears, you know, like all athletes, run back. And I'm probably 12 Ks in at this point. And like the pack's pretty much separated at this point. I've left Matthew in the dust. No, I'm kidding. He had a quad injury, like a quad injury. So I just kept going.
That's unlike Matthew to have an ailment.
I know. Usually the body is fine. So there's like gate, and it's just like a real muddy bit. And I'm like, oh, I'm just going to leap over it like I did before. So I've leaped, and as I've landed on the one foot, I've slipped, fallen backwards, landed on my left. And like I land with a thud. And the guy behind me just keeps running the turd.
Rude. Stop it.
Rude. That could have been a real romantic moment. Kept running.
No good Samaritan moment.
And I get up and keep running because, you know, got a time to beat, PB, etc. Not really. I was just like, you just have to keep running because they're embarrassing. And I'm going, oh, the hip's a little bit sore. Anyway, I'm looking down. I am covered in mud on my left side and my hands. I'm wiping it off my leg and putting it under my shirt, on my shirt, like just trying to get rid, because it was wet. I was trying to like just get it off me.
You gave yourself a mud bath.
And then like photographers along the way are making comments as I'm running past. They're like, oh, are you doing the, what do you got?
The tough mudder.
Ooh, and I'm like,
yeah, I intentionally did this to myself.
Literally. Anyway, oh. I finished, and even the commentator comes, because they announce you as you run through the arch, and he comes over and he's just like, what happened to you? Because you seem to be the only one like dirty in the field. And I was like, oh, good one. Anyway, and then I look at my right leg and I have 5 cuts and a giant bruise, and I don't even know.
Stop it.
What has happened? Why have I gone through the trenches for this
run? I think you blacked out for the run.
I honestly don't remember. Out. And like on the way back, it was so funny when I fell too, because I started a new book, an audio book. And across the bar was blah, 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 blah. And he was the only man in the world who made me feel. And I was like,
Head over heels already.
I don't know if before or after, but I just remember laughing, being like, that's such a funny thing.
It's like the videos when there's a car crash, it's like, what song is playing?
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, I did it. And like, we got you get your like stats, and I wasn't too bad. And so in one of my little categories, I can't remember if it was women or my age group. I think it was age group, and it's like, you came 15th. So I just keep going, yeah, I've come 15th. With no,
that's unreal. That is actually unreal.
But no. So but like, if you look at the numbers, I'm like just under halfway of like 350 people. But it's, I could just say I've came 15th, whatever. I did a half.
No, 15th. I was just say, please claim that.
Yeah. But yeah, could not walk the next day.
Rightfully so.
Again, was hurting, took a sick day on the next day. Lovely trip all up.
You deserved it.
Yeah. So no baby, but I ticked a box of first and last.
Guys, I've got something to say as well. I now believe in high powers / TikTok, because every time I did this TikTok thing that was like, predict a date my baby's going to come, every single time it said the 23rd. So that's why the whole time through my pregnancy, I was like, she's coming on a due date. And she did.
Wait, no, you don't believe in that, because didn't you come across a witch or something?
Yeah, she was wrong. She was slightly wrong. Actually, she was very wrong. She also said, your labor's going to be like 2 hours, something like that. And
how let's did you come across this lady?
I was in a cemetery. No, I was in a church. No, I was with my parents in like one of, I think it was like Battle, I don't know, one of the towns. No, it wasn't there. It was like a random little town away, just not far from here. And we went to like visit this, you know, when you're a tourist, you go and look at all the churches. We went into one of the churches and she was kind of working on like the got like the gravestones out the front, and she started telling some weird stories about it was kind of creepy, and then
serious.
No, and then I've not told this story. Okay, yeah, so no, we literally and like it was kind of morbid in a way. She was like talking about how she had been like cleaning some of the gravestones, and one of them was like a child and stuff, and it was quite sad. And then she said something to me, and she was like, oh, like, when are you due and all this? And she's like, oh, well, at least you have the if you have the baby now, we're in a church, and you say all this sort of stuff. And I was like, okay. And then, yeah, she then, like, as we were leaving, she started yelling out, Wednesday at 4 p.m. or whatever it was. And I was like, sorry, what? She's like, the baby's going to come at Wednesday at 4 p.m. And I was like, oh, she's like, the labor's going to be 4 hours long and she's going to be born at 4 p.m. And I was like, oh, okay. So the whole time I'm like, all right, I've got a couple of days, better get ready. But no, she came on Friday at 11 p.m.
So we trust TikTok more than
this. This is only you. Only you would run in a graveyard. Like, what?
I know. And have someone that feels like it's okay to, like, I'm just just quite approachable, I think. I walk around with an approachable face. No, I'm going to show you guys. We'll share it in the posts for this, that I did about five of the videos and all of them said the 23rd. And I even tried them thinking, oh, maybe it's like automated and they all just do the 23rd. But then I would use the template that somebody else had used that say like said the 15th and then I would use it and I'd always get the 23rd.
That's so funny.
You'll need some adult. We need, you need some adult company.
Goo goo gaga.
Turner, what's been going on with you last few weeks, girlfriend?
Not much. Just in the thick of the netball season.
Just riding the highs and lows of the netball season.
Exactly, exactly. But one high, I feel like this is joint news.
Ooh.
Am I allowed to share it?
Oh, yes. I was going to ask if we could share this too. I hope it is what I think it is.
I have no idea what you're talking about, so go for it.
Our house might be getting a new housemate.
Maddie Ibs, this is the most exciting news I've heard in a long time.
Yeah, so for the people listening, Ali is moving out because she has a boyfriend and would
she
like to live
with him. She has a boyfriend.
Yeah, she's happy
but it means sliding door moment because Maddie Ibs is getting kicked out of her place.
What like, hey, are you? I didn't realise what the,
Yeah, we've, we've got a house.
Landlord Denise wants to come in for 6 months, which I find quite rude to kick me out. But yeah, I floated the idea with Turner earlier in the year and then as magic would have it or TikTok, whatever you believe in, Ali messaged me the other week and said she's moving in with her boo thang. So, yeah.
Oh, I'm so excited.
I think that's happening. Yeah.
Because my biggest fear was always, it was always the same fear as what Helen Housby had would be that that house no longer exists. And then it's like, where do we have our consistency in our lives?
We can make a podcast studio.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Think about it. Think about that. And then I'm not far away. So we could just make it all happen.
Yay.
Love. Yay.
Not for a couple months, but yeah.
Still, time to get excited. Time to build the excitement, the anticipation.
Time to start packing.
Not to dwell on it too much, Turner, because I know it's like you live and breathe it, but how many games left of Nettie? Two, three before finals?
Two before finals.
Okay.
So I cannot believe how quick that goes.
Is the top two essentially locked in at the moment, but 3-4 is maybe up for grabs?
Have
a look.
Technically not. Like, we can still drop out, but our percentage is kind of good.
Yeah, so you're two games clear of the Vixens, but yeah, so if you lost both and they won both, it would then come down to
as you said.
But you won't like, and yeah, you won't, and also I think percentage wise, we're still ahead. I still say we the Swifts.
And I've never played for the team, so
that's fair.
All right, who do you think will take that fourth spot if the ladder is now?
I feel like the last round could be juicy because. Lightning and Thunderbirds are playing each other.
Oh.
Who do Thunderbirds play this week? Because you play Lightning.
Yeah, I don't know. Don't ask me hard questions.
I was about to say, I feel like Lightning have sort of taken a bit of a turn. I thought they were going to be like the team for beat for a while and they've kind of fallen in a heap these last few weeks.
Okay, don't jinx them. We don't want to touch wood.
Yeah, and they're going to continue to fall into this heap. And then the Thunderbirds, I did not see the Thunderbirds beating the Vixens. I didn't watch that game, though, but I didn't see that happening.
I feel like there's been some real shock. I don't know if shock is the right word, but some, like, underdog wins this year. It's been good.
Well, yeah, the Giants have beat the Thunderbirds twice, haven't they? I feel like the Giants have randomly, yeah.
Giants have randomly.
Well, I feel it still depends on, like, the day. Like, it doesn't really,
it's good. It's exciting for the competition.
That Giants game you guys played was crazy.
It was a bit crazy. It was wild. The crowd was amazing.
I thought I was hallucinating off my half marathon. I don't know if you guys know I ran a half marathon. And I was like, what's going on with this first quarter? Hello?
I know. Well, I offered someone tickets, but someone was busy running.
I'd run a half marathon, whatever. That was a crazy game, though. Like, a good game to watch, but a crazy game.
Yeah, kept it, you know, spicy for the people watching.
Yeah.
Spicy meter.
Yeah. The crowd got heavily involved. It was great.
Yeah, I love that. That doesn't mean that was a good game to watch. I do wish I was there. But alas.
You're forgiven.
I'm forgiven.
You were on trial run. You were still getting the mud off you.
God, my shoes are still soaking. And I'm not kidding.
What's everyone reading, watching, listening to?
Actually,
I've made it. Oh, sorry, you go.
Mine's not that like interesting, but on the side, because I remember when we did that last pod at your house, Mads, Turner was like, "Oh, I need something to watch," and she kind of wanted something big like a Grace. So I just like I've started Chicago Fire, and I'm just like absolutely flying through that. Like it's easy.
I love Chicago Fire.
Yeah, easy watch. I mean, I do have a real qualm with the fact that it does cross over episodes with, like, don't laugh at me,
Chicago PD.
Med and stuff. And if you're not watching Chicago Med, you kind of miss out on some plot.
Yes, that has happened in the last few episodes. We're up to the season of Grey's where Station 19 has started. And so that's happening a little bit where you're like, okay, something has happened in another episode of that show.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, I don't have the capacity to watch both shows at the same time.
Yeah. Just can't. I've got a newborn.
True.
But honestly, I've only got 12 hours to watch TV in a day, not 14.
What are you reading, Turner?
I tried to read Deep Cuts. I think it was Deep Cuts. Oh, it was so hard, so I've changed. I've gone to another fantasy recommendation by Tegan.
Which one is
Love
it?
Love that.
Powerless?
Oh, that was what I was going to do, but I went to Quicksilver first.
Three books, and I was like, you know what? After trying to get through Deep Cuts, that was, like, painful. So I need a little of an easy one. But I did read Kelly Finlayson's book.
Oh, yes, Maddie, I need
so
to read it.
So good. So sad, but, like,
can you
yeah,
give me
very...
some context?
She... is a well, she was 25 at the time when she got diagnosed with bowel cancer, terminal bowel cancer, and she was like 3 months postpartum when she found out.
Wow.
So yeah, kind of just her story and stuff, and she is still killing it and just like a real big advocate for checking your health and things like that. So yeah, that was actually a really good book. Would recommend.
Yeah, she's done so well. If you know and recognize the name, she's married to Jeremy Finlayson, who played for the Giants and now plays for Port. She actually friends with my cousins. Like, I know her quite well. She went to my school and that, and she's, been amazing. She's done so well to, like, and, like, is still living with it, but is just, like, killing it with all, like, her, life outside of all of that. And, like, like Maddie said, advocating for it all. So
what's her name?
I need to read it.
Kelly.
Kelly Finlayson. The book's called, what's the book called, Maddie?
I can't remember off the top of my
head. I'm
fundamental
blank.
Same. It's downstairs.
Anyway, we'll put it in the show notes.
You probably have 2 seconds. Time to be reading.
There must be more.
There must be more. That's the one.
Yeah. Oh, no. Do you know what I'm watching? Because someone shared it to their TikTok. So now it keeps coming on my feed. Maddie Ibs, I'm talking about you. The stupid freaking stuffed toy that was dancing.
What?
You reshared it.
Are you talking about a
you
TikTok?
Re-shared it.
Huh? Yeah. Are you talking about? Oh, they meant like a TV show.
No, I'm just saying I'm having to watch something that you reposted, and now it's spamming me. And I'm like, Maddie, is of course Maddie.
I have discovered reposts, and I actually think they're the funniest videos I've ever seen when I repost.
Yeah, but this one, I'm like, that's ridiculous, Maddie. Dal.
Speaking of TikTok, have you guys seen the? I'm standing on business.
Yeah, girl, we got to talk about your man. What's going on?
We got to talk about Justin. I'm so confused. I don't understand
concerned.
It. I'm very concerned and I'm worried. But, like, he then posts all these photos of, like, Jack, his baby, and I'm like, oh, he's, like, a good dad. And then he does all these things. And then that video is so funny, though.
So
and the fact
funny.
That he's now, like, sharing about
Look
it, being like,
that
I'm
standing on business.
Yeah, business. Oh my God, it's just so funny. But yeah, I'm genuinely, genuinely concerned for him. And then I saw something that was like, that they've got divorced, but then in that video, he's like, I'm a father, I'm a husband.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Strange.
Yeah, so we are worried for Justin. I think my prediction for this year was like the return of Justin Bieber, but it wasn't in this way that I anticipated.
I was going to say, you really misfired.
Airball.
Actually, speaking of music, Maddie Turner and I have an uncovered artist that everybody needs to listen to.
Oh, here we go.
So when we were on Sail Croatia about 3 years ago, we met this girl. And Heidi, shout out to you if you're listening. Her name's Heidi and she was in our boat. And she has randomly just released a single.
Oh.
And, like, it's really good. And, like, so she sang in our talent show we were discussing and we kind of couldn't remember if, like, we thought she was good or maybe we'd had a few drinks or whatever. But it's called Wired to Kill by Heidi, just Heidi, not to be confused with Heidi Montag, who's also released some music lately, if anyone's on the Hills bandwagon. But, yeah, it's called Why to Kill by Heidi, and it's great. So let's try, you know, we're all just about, you know, new independent artists here on this podcast and just try to give them some a platform to share their
music. If you're an up and coming independent artist, please DM us and we'll give you some
This is where you want to be mentioned.
Did anybody was anybody else interested in Glastonbury like me?
Yeah, we actually watched when I was at the cricket yesterday with all like sort of mums and some of the, like, the coach's wife and stuff. Yeah, we had Rod Stewart on for like an hour. Literally, Lily was sleeping in like the little room and like all the mums are up dancing to Rod. I was so impressed. He's 88 and he performed like an hour and a half. He had all the moves.
Sorry, speaking of Rod Stewart, he uploaded a photo on Instagram being like, oh, what a day at Glastonbury. Have you seen his son? Mr. Alistair Stewart?
No.
Oh, Alistair.
Apparently, does he have like eight or 10 kids or something like that?
I don't know. I'm only thinking about Alistair, but let me show you this photo. I'm like, have we been sleeping on Alistair?
We need to get our Nepo babies up to scratch.
Literally, I'm just going to show the room.
Oh, Jesus. He's beautiful, but he's holding a goat and I don't like that.
Yeah, I was going to say, I couldn't actually get past it.
that's giving me a nick that he's holding a goat. Oh, he's got some abs as well. Is that,
oh my God,
is that Rod with him?
Sorry, speaking of icks, have you seen, I can't actually watch it.
Oh no.
There's a video going around, not the video of Harry Styles kissing a girl, we're going to ignore that. In Italy, Harry Styles goes to park a fan, parallel park a fan's car and can't do it.
Okay, we're not that deep. We're not that chronically online like you.
But also, I'm sorry, Harry probably hasn't had a reason to parallel park a car for the last 10 years because he's been too famous to do so.
Every time I go to watch, I'm like, nah, it's going to give me the ick. I can't watch it. I can't watch it.
Guys, speaking of icks, this is really mean that I'm about to say, but I'm at a park right now and there's tennis courts. And in the last few days, I don't know whether people are just trying to like find a hobby, but there have been like a lot of adult tennis lessons going on.
Aww.
And there's just something about a man in his mid-40s trying to learn how to play tennis that just is quite funny to watch, because people will know that used to be one of my, like, when I was dating, it was like one of my red flags. It was like, if you can't play tennis, you can't get on the rotation.
You should be going down.
Oh, the roll biting was it. That was,
and putting Wimbledon on.
Yeah, agreed. Oh, yeah, we actually, Dean and I was playing tonight at 7:30. That's the best thing about being over here is we've got all the sport at, like, really good times.
Because
even the sport in Australia is on in, like, the mornings here. But we've got, yeah, prime time. Yeah, 7:30 p.m., the Demon.
Oh, up the Demon.
I know, I actually wanted to go to Wimbledon, but I'm like, how old does a baby need to be to take him to Wimbledon?
It's actually, like, it's ridiculous. It's not like the Oz Open, and I learned that the hard way last year. Oh, there she is.
And she's back, baby.
Sorry, I had to move because I wasn't sure if it was me or you. I'm back. Sorry, I missed that. I caught glimpses of it, but yeah, I agree. I didn't realize what it was like. I think unless you have like special tickets, which I think like Daniel got to go last year because one of the guys in his team's friend was like playing or something. Ooh. And so they got to go. But yeah, otherwise it's like a nightmare.
All right, gang. Well, it's getting, you know, midnight here over in Sydney, Australia. Some of us have to cater to a new baby in the team. So we're going to start wrapping
and not
up.
Not the ones that are actually just hungry and want to.
I want to get to Chicago Fire and eat some food. So we're going to do our games, goals, and obstructions, and we are doing it on a whim today. So Turners are going to be shocking. So we'll go with you last, Turner. Let's start with you. Maddie Proud, your game. Oh, do we start with obstructions?
My game. Oh, okay, we can start with obstructions. My obstruction is that the coffee shop wasn't open till 9 a.m.
That's a good one.
So actually my obstruction at the moment is just the, you know, not knowing when my meal times are going to be, because Lily likes to eat before I do. So the unpredictability of meal times and also the unpredictability of when the coffee shop's going to open.
Yeah.
That's my obstruction.
Mum life has started.
Hashtag mum life.
My obstruction is very like privileged and 21st century problems. Going to Europe next year, just I need to like plan that, but I've never been the planner and I don't want to do it. So
get Maddie Turner to do it for you. She's great at that.
Well, I'm hoping to maybe see Maddie Turner over there at some point. Maddie Turner.
Well, hopefully we can all rendezvous at some point.
Yes, collapse. Rendezvous. I'm hoping to do that at the moment because my travel buddy may not be able to come, so he did say he'll plan it for me, but still I've got to be like, oh, I want to go here and these dates, blah blah blah. The admin, I don't
know.
How
like rude.
I'm a fast and loose. Turner, your obstruction, please.
My obstruction is that I can't have cuddles with little Lily yet.
Oh,
well, that is so fair because she's so
Maddie.
Cuddly.
I mean, I'll cop a Maddie hug, but just a little Lily.
We can cuddle too. Especially Lily cuddles.
Just a little snuggle.
That's a nice great suction. And she's already getting so big. I'm like, it's so kind of sad that a lot of people aren't going to meet her until she's, but at least by then she'll be more like able to do things.
Yeah, she'll be walking, talking by then.
She'll be walking, talking, and doing mouth sums by then.
Prouty, your goal?
My goal is to stop ChatGPTing and Googling things.
Did I say goal? Yeah, anyway, we're going with goal now. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, so you did say goal, so I'm going with goal.
Yeah, that's fine. Yep.
And to not be that mum that just like only talks about their child and to stop just like posting photos every second of every day. Just not being.
No, keep doing
in,
it.
Inverted commas, that mum.
Mine's just to probably stop being so easily influenced by things I see online, especially TikTok. The other day I had a package arrive and I was like, oh, someone's misdelivered something. And then I opened it. I was like, oh, no, I bought this.
Right.
And it was like literally a plastic, kind of think of like a potty. Think of a potty in shape. But you're meant to like lie on it and then the corner, like the tops of it go into your hips.
Oh, my God. You're buying useless stuff. Like you're
so like triggers. Really it's like a trigger. I was going to say that's so.
Yeah, it's like a piece of plastic. And I forgot I even ordered it and was like, well. Obviously, I didn't need it. I don't know why I bought it. So I just need to, like, rein it in and stop it again.
Wait until that's actually the worst part about getting up in the middle of the night to breastfeed. It's like, oh, what's Amazon got for me right now? It's I might remember ordering that at 3 a.m.
Dangerous time. Turner, your goal, as always, it's really wonderful. So let's see what you have today.
My goal is to survive this crazy weather.
Yeah, Prouty, you don't know this, but we've got what's called a bombogenesis happening right now.
It's crazy. I did see something come up on my feed about some sort of wild weather, but like, I didn't know it was called a bombogenesis.
Even our real estate agent was like, batten down, like send us an email saying, batten down the hatches, make sure your gutters are clean and make sure all your furniture on your balcony is secured because it's
going to be crazy. Wait, so what's it actually going to be?
It's called a bombogenesis. That's my new favourite word, bombogenesis.
Oh, my God.
It's like a cyclone-ish.
Oh, Turner, can you go and help Bez batten down the hatches in our house?
Oh, yeah. By the way, she hasn't had hot water. She's getting fixed, though.
Oh, dear. Oh, I just messaged her today about some fire check that's happening. She didn't tell me that. What, was it in the building or just our place?
I think she said the lady next door maybe as well, but she didn't want to worry you.
Oh, stop it. Bless her that she doesn't want to worry me. Oh, my God. And after the bags, I just texted her about some fire alarm check. I'm going to have to tell her that. Oh, the poor thing.
I've had brown hot water.
Oh.
What?
It's rusting from the inside. So I don't know if you guys remember I did that half marathon. I came back to a bath that I wanted to have and I even bought Epsom salts. And then I started filling up the water and then it was all brown. And I was like, oh, it must have been my fake tan. And then emptied it and then realized as I continued to put water in, no, the water was brown. So,
well, guess what? The house doesn't have that. We have a lovely
and
bath that you
I only
can
get
use.
Like 5 minutes of hot water. So I can't wait to have a great house with more than 5 minutes of hot water. My gain is not that, obviously. My gain is just.
No, your goal. Wait.
No, I did goal. I did it backwards. Oh, you did sorry. Goal. Okay. My gain is just I had a really hectic June, but it was good. Went to Perth and saw Sophia and that surprise went well. Went to Melbs, saw the Melbs crew down there, saw some netty, saw some footy. Did my half marathon. I don't know if I mentioned that. Sophia had a baby. We had a surprise 85th for my grandma and that all went off without a baby.
My God, you've never had this many gains. I'm so proud of you.
I know. Well done.
Well, we've gone week by week. I can't remember all the problems I've had. So. sorry, what I mean is we usually go podcast thing. Week by week, but we're going monthly, bi-monthly. Yeah, that's bi-monthly. The game. I don't even know what that means. But anyway, Turner, your gain, please.
No, you heard goals.
No, gain. It's gain. I've stuffed up. It's gain.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I haven't done my gain. That's right.
Yes, no, I think you skipped meant. No, she didn't do her gain. That's why you threw me. I was like, I'm so lost.
Okay, this is going to be great to edit.
I only did my goal because you went from obstructions to goals.
Okay.
Have you been on your goal?
Yeah. Surviving the bombogenesis, whatever it's called.
Bombogenesis, I think you're fine.
Oh, of course. Sorry. Okay, it's my game. It's time for my game.
Does everyone talk? I don't know. Baby brain. go on, Brady. Say whatever you haven't said.
Okay, sorry. So my game is that it's currently 27 degrees over here, which is literally like 40 degrees, but it's like a nice 27, a nice 40. So it's been beautiful. I got quite sunburned yesterday, but that's okay because it meant that we were getting warm. And then also I think yesterday, yeah, Dad, you're getting, we actually got 150 in the end, which was beautiful. And just, yeah, having Lily there and having him be able to, yeah, do that. It was quite nice and made a bit of a fuss. So it was, yeah, very special.
Guys, we've timed this perfectly. The time has just come on to cut us off.
My game.
Oh my God.
Sorry. Yeah, turn up your game. We definitely.
Excuse me.
Far out. This is. We're rusty. I'm not editing this, by the way. I'm just going to let that flow.
Yeah, that's great.
See where I've gone wrong.
My game is that we have like the heating. I don't know. Like, obviously, aircon, like, great in summer, but like, I don't know how we survive without this heating. And like today, we've said on Tuesday mornings that it comes on at 6 a.m. So then we wake up to like a nice warm room on a Tuesday.
So dramatic.
Again, we've got some real first world problems over here, don't
Princesses
we?
Princesses over here.
We all appreciate the finer things in life.
I love it.
So that's so true. You're grateful for it.
Oh my God, wait. I'm so sorry. Before we wrap up and Proud says the final word, can we just like very quickly, if you know anything about it, Maddie Turner, talk about Whoopi Goldberg's interest in the SSN.
Oh, yeah. So my other game.
Yeah, good. Nice. Well done.
My other game is Whoopi Goldberg. She's like showing the SSN around to like so many countries. So hello, mega new CPA deal. Come at us.
That's crazy. Ooh.
Yeah, more eyes obviously on netball and hopefully more countries seeing it and the hype getting around it. Apparently the selling point was our FIBA prelim final in 2023.
Yeah, so like how did that land on her lap?
Wow.
I love that you're asking me this.
But do you not know? I'm sorry.
No, I had no idea until like the day before it got released, we got told about it. And then Sophie Fawns on Sunrise talking about it.
Okay, can somebody...
Because she was the one that shot the goal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So okay. I can't really tell you anything else besides that.
Okay.
She's on board and that there's a female sports
channel.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if anyone knows more about that, can you let me know? Because that's really interesting.
Will do.
And now that that mess of the games, goals, instructions is wrapped up, Proudy, how would you like to finish this off?
I miss you guys. Love you all. See you soon. But mainly, Perfect Podcasts don't exist.